In today's gospel, Christ urges us to be alert for his unexpected coming. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure most of us here this morning remember the story of King Arthur and the Round Table. Sir Lancelot, Queen Guinevere, the Round Table, that kingdom that was set up where might was used for right, justice and peace for all, peace and unity for all. We don't know much about Arthur historically, but many legends have grown up over the years. And remember back maybe longer than that now, a Broadway musical was based on his legend, Camelot, the musical Camelot. Very beautiful show, lots of beautiful music. But at the end of the show, at the end of Camelot, it really becomes a little bit of a tragedy. Because remember that Queen Guinevere, has fallen in love with Lancelot, Arthur's chief knight, and they've betrayed Arthur. And now there's going to be a big battle, forces of Arthur against the forces of Lancelot. The night before the battle, Arthur is there in his encampment, pondering the fact that Camelot is coming to an end. All of his hopes, all of the meaning of that kingdom, it's all going to be destroyed. And as he's pondering sorrowfully all of these thoughts, this young boy comes into the camp, a young boy named Tom, 12 years old or so. He makes his way to Arthur, and Arthur says, "Boy, what are you doing here?" And Tom says, "I've come to be a knight of the Round Table." Arthur says, "How do you know about the Round Table?" Tom says, I heard all the stories, I know. Might for right, might only for right. Unity, justice, and peace for all, I know. And Arthur gets this idea. He says, "Tom, kneel." Takes out his sword, and he knights him. This 12-year-old boy, he knights him. "Sir Tom, stand," he says. He says, "Now, Sir Tom, you will not stay here for this battle. I have a mission for you. You will go far away from here, and you will spread the story of Camelot." And he sings this little song to him, which I will not do for you this morning. But it's a very beautiful lyric, and it goes like this. "Each evening from December to December, before you fall asleep upon your cot, remember all the wonderful stories of Camelot. Ask everyone if they've heard the story. And if not, then shout it loud and clear that once there was a flaming wisp of glory called Camelot. Run, Tom, run, run. Spread the story. Tom runs off. And Arthur turns to one of his aides, and he says, I have won the victory. There is my victory. The story will not die. The vision will not be lost. I think it's a wonderful little scene, very poignant scene, for us to consider as we enter this season of Advent, this first Sunday of Advent. Because that scene reminds us, hopefully, that we too have a story to tell. Over and over and over again, we have a story to tell. It begins today with the promise of Christ. It goes through Christmas, goes through Lent to Christ dying and rising, his ascension to the Father, goes through the summer with all of the teaching of the Lord, until we arrive, as we did last Sunday, at the feast of Christ the King, the ruler ultimately of everything. See, that's our story. That's the story we have to tell over and over and over again. And live over and over and over again. And what is the story, basically? Well, I think it's wonderfully summarized in an Advent song that we'll probably sing several times during the season of Advent. O come, Emmanuel. Ransom captive Israel. O come, Emmanuel. Ransom captive Israel. Hi, Georgia. She's fine. Ransom captive Israel. You know, that song is based on true historical situation at the time of Christ and into Middle Ages. When, in those days, when someone was kidnapped, it was a brave practice, very common practice, somebody would be kidnapped and held for ransom. Now imagine if you're in that situation in those days. You're kidnapped, you're being held for ransom. Think of what you go through. How long does it take the message to reach your family? How long does it take for your family to raise, hopefully, the money? How long does it take for the money to get back to the kidnappers so that hopefully you will be freed? You know, the French, there's a saying in French I think is very powerful that explains how probably we would feel at that point. The saying is, cri de coeur, a cry of the heart, a cry of the heart, a cry that is expresses hope but longing and waiting and maybe even sometimes despair, cri de coeur, that you will be ransomed. And remember, you can't do it by yourself. You can't ransom yourself. You can't. You're dependent on somebody else to ransom you. And that is the story we have to tell over and over again. That Christ has come to ransom us. See, we're the ones who are captives. You and I are captives. The whole world is captive to all kinds of things. You'd think in a world where scientific knowledge and all kinds of technology is so wonderful, that there would be a different world, wouldn't you? But it isn't. We're captive, the whole world, to war and violence. Over and over and over again, whether it's the Ukraine or the Middle East, all the other places in the world, hatred, war, violence. We're captive to that. Even in our own country, what do you see? People being gunned down on the streets, gunned down in their synagogues or their churches, gunned down in the nightclubs. We're captive to that. We're captive to a society that seems to be falling apart. Nobody trusts anybody else anymore. Who do you believe? Who can you believe? Why do you believe them? You trust anybody? We're captive to all that. Captive to greed. Captive to lust. Captive. We're all captive to those things. And ultimately, you know what we're captive to, every one of us? We're captive to our own mortality. You are going to die. And I'm going to die. Nothing we can do about it. Ourselves. Seems like we can't do anything about any of those things ourselves. But that's the story. Christ has come to ransom us from all that. Christ has overcome all the hatred, violence. He lived through it all, overcame it in his resurrection. And the promise is that he will enable us to overcome those things too. He will ransom us from all those things if we let him. That's the story. We can be ransomed, redeemed from all of that if we let him. Because, you know, when you look at all those things I've mentioned that we're captive to, what's the root of all of it? What's the root? There's one thing that's the root of every one of those things I've mentioned. Tortured, divided hearts. Tortured human hearts. Look at anything. Anything we're captive to, it all goes back to somebody's tortured heart. But that's what Christ could heal if we let him. Our tortured, angry, divided hearts. And if we would really open our hearts, if the whole world would open our hearts to Christ, what would change? Everything. Everything would change if we did that. That's the story we have to tell over and over again. Not so that it won't be forgotten, that too, but so that the power of Christ might enter into our hearts and change everything. Free us from all those things to which we're held captive. That's what we celebrate, the story we tell over and over and over again. In closing, I'm reminded of an old black spiritual. It goes like this. Tell me again the old, old story. Tell me again the old, old story. Tell me again the old, old story of Jesus and his love. May God bless you.